Last night, I was finally able to continue my MCU rewatch. It has been a while, and last night's installment was Ant-Man. I think this is a great movie. It's hilarious. It cracks me up every time I see it. I love the special effects in this movie, the shrinking and the growing. I love the way all that looks. I love how they would take everyday objects and make them shrink, make them grow. The keychain / tank, the Thomas the Train Engine, the ants themselves, all of it is great. The cast in this movie is fantastic. The entourage is hysterical. The Michael Douglas is Hank Pym. I like this version of Hank Pym. Not a big fan of Hank Pym in the comics, but I like him here. Hope is a great character. I wish she had the powers in this movie too, the abilities in this movie too to grow and shrink that she does in the sequel, because I loved her in the sequel. She's awesome here. I just look forward to seeing her as the superhero role so much. But she's a really strong character. The villain is Darren Cross. He Yellow Jacket. He's fine. He's nothing special. He's not going to make anybody's list of top Marvel villains or anything like that. And ultimately, he is just a evil version of the hero. But, you know, kind of like what they did with Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2. But this movie did have a difference in that. It's definitely a heist movie, you know. But they train, they figure out the powers, they have the test mission going to what they find out is Avengers compound with an awesome cameo scene by the Falcon. And then the actual heist itself, and it's just from start to finish a really fun movie. I like how much focus there is on Scott Lang's personal life. I like how there is the focus on and the parallels on the daughters between Scott and his daughter and Hank and his daughter. Obviously, his daughter Hope is much more involved in the story than Cassie is, but it's not a movie that I feel like there's a ton you got to unpack in or anything like that. It's not the deepest Marvel movie by any means. There are far deeper movies than this in fact, my next one, Civil War, is a far deeper one than this. But it's a fun movie. It's a good time. It's enjoyable. And every time I watch it, I enjoy myself.